broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We're now going to be talking about cross-border payments, which most of us know are the lifeline for many people and businesses on the continent. And that's because, you and I, we rely on fast, secure and cost-effective payment offerings in order for us to be able to manage the transfer of funds, whether it's to friends or family members in different countries. But earlier today, we saw FNB alongside Banks of Africa launch a near real-time cross-border payment solution for its customers looking to transfer money within the common monetary area, and that is of South Africa, Namibia, Lesotho and Eswatini. And to talk to us a little bit more about this, we're joined by Richard Porter, who is the CEO of FNB and RMB Foreign Exchange. Richard, thank you so much for your time. So let's talk about the benefits this offers to customers.
Good evening, Nastasia. Yes, so certainly we're very excited about the TCRB rail that we've launched and the benefits that it brings to clients, I think, are really material. The fact that it is, as you mentioned, it's a real-time rail, which is a real game changer. But beyond that, the rail is available 24/7, which means that these low-value payments can actually be processed and settled outside of business hours. So on public holidays, weekends, the impact is that people can still send money securely within that CMA region to either, like you say, families or businesses.
You mentioned that it's 24/7 real-time basis. Is there a value amount in terms of a limit that you can, you're able to transfer?
Certainly. So for the moment, the cap on the amount is 25,000 Rand. That is the limit for the TCRB rail.
The one thing you mentioned, in some of the comments that have come out in relation to this particular launch is that the transition to TCIB was an important step for you as FNB and RMB. So talk to me about why it was so important.
So it was necessary for us to conform to the regulatory requirements and the compliance requirements, which is kind of dictated by international best practice. And our regulators needed these payments to now be reported because previously they were happening on the EFT rail where there was no reporting requirement. So in order to regularize that, they needed to move to the cross-border rail. And for clients, that would have had a fairly big impact in terms of the difference and between the EFT and the cross-border rail. So clients are now required to facilitate these on the cross-border payments rail. And what that means now is that clients doing that will now benefit from the fact that these payments will now be immediate, they'll be real time, they'll be 24/7, and they'll come at a lower cost.
What's your take on, cross-border payments in the SADC region? I mean, do you find that it's quite expensive to be able to move money around? What's your take on it?
So no, it's quite competitive. I mean, the way we've positioned the rail at the moment, the cost is between 10 and 30 Rand for a payment, just depending on the size of the payment. So it's actually quite, in the context of global payments, it's actually quite cheap.
How long have you been working with this, or rather on this, with Banks of Africa?
So this partnership has been going on for a number of years. It's obviously quite complex to implement because it spans across a number of countries, a number of regulators. So we've been working closely with the regulators in both Namibia, Eswatini, Lesotho, and South Africa, as well as Banks of Africa. So it's been a partnership between all of us in order to be able to deliver this rail in time for it to be able to comply with the regulatory requirements.
I love having the conversations with the likes of yourself when we talk about the behind the scenes and some of the, the pain points as before you're confident enough to be able to launch it. Were there pain points as you were testing and making sure that this is ready for customers, and what were those pain points?
Yeah, so certainly there's obviously a lot of complexity from a reporting perspective, but I must say the whole team, all the teams across both the regulators, Bankserv and ourselves were very agile in approach. So whenever there were obstacles, they all lent in and we sort of came to a workable solution. The regulators have also been accommodating in terms of the dispensations that they've granted to allow these transactions to be processed on an STP basis, which means that they can be processed in real time.
Are there any additional enhancements that we can expect going forward now that you've launched this today alongside Banks of Africa?
This is phase one, and Banks of Africa have ambitions for the TCRB rail, and they are looking at other use cases and applications. We'll follow it closely and we'll continue to work with them. For us, it's really around our customer needs. So where we see an opportunity to deliver a better service to our clients, we'll certainly help and embrace that development.
What's your take, I suppose, as you look ahead, the future of cross-border payments, and what does that future hinge on?
So I think the future of cross-border payments at the moment, there's a lot of focus on these types of rails. There is sort of closed-loop rail payment rail solutions. There are regional payment rail solutions. It's how they integrate into domestic rail that's starting to play out. So they're becoming a lot more alternative to the traditional SWIFT rail in the cross-border payment space. It's also, there's a lot of pressure around speed, the immediacy of payments, around the cost of payments, around the transparency of payments. So clients are able to manage their expectations and know where their payments are.
As we wrap up, what does it then mean for financial inclusion now that we are at this point between yourselves and Bankserv Africa?
So certainly this is a big part of this was to help drive financial inclusion with the lower cost, with the speed, and with the immediacy of the transactions. We're hoping that this will play a role in driving customers to adopt the solution and to actually replace some of the cash transactions that are happening and to bring people into the financial system.
Richard, thank you so much for chatting with us this evening. That is Richard Porter, who is the CEO of FNB and RMB Foreign Exchange, talking to us about the launch of the TCIB solution alongside Bankserv Africa.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.